small. Mike, this is really what we expected.
I've never going to expect anything differently from a Central Montgomery game again. I mean, when has in the last 3 years, has there game been there, a game that was not decided by 4 points or less?
Doesn't seem like it.
And you guys hate each other. I mean, this is the new rivalry. This is the rivalry of Montgomery basketball.
I agree. 19.9 seconds to go here in the first extra frame. Far side of the gym. Johansson came out, or inbounds into the backcourt. Sparaza comes over midcourt with 15. They go to the corner, Johansson. Back on top, Sparaza for Melton, guarding him. Near side, Krantz. Couple extra passes now back for Krantz. 8 seconds to go. Sparaza driving. Leaves in the middle. Sam Johnson, a reverse lap. Krantz! Krantz has the rebound! And a tie on the home defense! A foul for 100 at Central. Montgomery's got a knockdown free throws with 2.6 seconds to go. It has been the defense that's been there all night long. That's the biggest defensive play of Ella Coney's career. Practice to the line. Two shots. Up by a point. First one from Rohan. Good.
Ice water in his veins, his kid.
One more coming from practice. That would ensure the worst that could happen for Montgomery is the second overtime period. 2.6 seconds to go. If you're Montgomery, you want to pick up full court because you don't want to allow Hunter Central to roll the ball out in your midcourt. Prakash has the ball. Three dribbles. Free throw. Good. 3-point lead for the Cougs. 51-48. Timeout for Hunter Central trying to set something up here. How about that? A tremendous defensive effort. It was Sam Johnson who tried to go back to the well of the exact same play that he scored on the first possession of the game, which was a reverse up-and-under layup with some English, and the help defense was there for Montgomery. Prakash grabbed the rebound. He was fouled and knocked down a couple of free throws. So, Mike, Montgomery only has to live out the final 2.6 seconds here to have a dramatic come-from-behind win on the road.
I mean, these are the season-defining wins. I mean, you talk about the ramifications of this win and that Montgomery's able to hold on here in the last 2.6. I mean, we could talk for an hour after this game, but this win is going to mean for the Cougars in terms of power points, in terms of confidence, in terms of conference standings, in terms of everything, in terms of just making this team feel like when it comes to playoff time, if you have to go on the road in a hostile environment, we won this game, guys. We won this game against a team that is vying for the same exact championships that we are.
This is the final game for power points, the 16th game of the season. Prakash is going to guard the inbounder. They can run the baseline. It's Aiden McKnight. He's going to get the basketball. 2.6 seconds to go. Bloom is getting a talking to in the backcourt by one of the officials as he and David Johansson just kind of hand-fighting a little bit. Now, they're down by 3. It's the double bonus. Do you foul right away? If you're Montgomery, that could be in the playbook. Here we go. McKnight to inbound. Prakash guarding. They throw way down the court. It's in the hands of Sam Johnson. Just let him go to the hoop. He lays it up and in. And that's it. Montgomery will win it. Cougs 51, 100 at Central 50, a road win for Montgomery after being down double digits in the second half. That's a huge win for Montgomery.
I don't know. I mean, Coach Bunny just bumped Tommy Molars over into the ropes over there, so I think you understand how big of a win he thinks this is. There is no word to describe how big this win is for the Cougs. Ramifications all over the place. Just an indescribable, unimaginable win. If you had asked me 20 minutes ago if Montgomery's going to come back and win this one the way the offense is playing, I mean, they nearly doubled their tally in the last 11 minutes of this game.
28 points entering the fourth. They scored 23 in the final 11.
To win it, scary mirror image of the game at home a few weeks ago against this team.
51-50. You can feel the emotion here right now as we had a setup in the bleachers behind the Montgomery bench because they got some new bleachers here at Central. It's just kind of where we are when we come on the road here. And like Tuesday at Peabody, they didn't get off the bus. They got their doors blown off by the state miners.
Today they got off the bus in a big way.
Well,
I don't say, well,
three quarters
of them are not off the bus. At about 8 o'clock p.m., they finally showed up.
I'm going to tell you right now, we've been doing this long enough, and I've seen enough high school athletics, and I've seen enough of this team, and understanding what this means to the perspective of the season. This is the kind of thing that can take you to the next level. This is the kind of momentum and the kind of emotion that you get only from a winning a game against a team like this. A team that you don't like. A team that you are competitive with, who is also very talented. This is the kind of game, the kind of win that I promise you in 3-4 weeks, we could be looking back on it saying that's when it turned. Because if it didn't go this way tonight, you could say it's a ride home from here. It's a dark ride. It's cold outside. Boy, we just got our doors blown off at the break. We didn't even show up here at 100 and Central. All of that gone. Erased.
I mean, the mentality is completely flipped. Now you talk about the people are getting basically largely forgotten as a result. And you're talking about all of the non-numerical things that you talk about. I mean, just the numerics alone in terms of what this means. I can tell you with some pretty good certainty that Montgomery's going to end up with a top 4 seed in the Central Group 4 tournament. That means you're playing at home until at least the semifinals. And if things break your way, but the road might lead through to Cougar Den if things work out a certain way. And that's just looking on paper. You're ahead of Central in the conference standings now. You may be able to find your way back into the mix for the conference championship if you sweep next week against North Carolina and Immaculata with any luck. I mean, there's a lot of things on paper that this does, but you're right. The biggest thing that this does is it just adds a signature win to a season that has been all about character building, and it's starting to turn into a season about can we go get something done now.
One of the good parts about the way the schedule worked out is that we're now heading down to the home stretch, and we have a lot of home games coming up. So next week, we'll be back with you in the Mire on Tuesday and on Thursday. Tuesday against our good friends at North Carolina and Kyle Rarick, and on Thursday against Immaculata. Both of those games will tip off at 7 o'clock. Your usual spot in the pregame will be 6:30 with you on MireRadio.com. This has been one of the most emotional, enjoyable games we have had, well, since last Thursday. How about that?
I wasn't here for that one. So the most of the trouble game that we've done since Keeper, I think. For a while. The most of the trouble game of 2018.
The Proceedings, the production of the Myers, the sole property of the Montgomery Internet Radio Experience, any rebroadcast, retransmission, or account of this game without the express consent of the Meyer is strictly prohibited. Montgomery 51, 100 in Central 50 in overtime. This one was awesome.